Very wonderful charity. Louis, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you, Gabriel.
I'm very glad. Thank you. We spoke a little bit earlier on, but now we'd just like some more of the same information and anything else more that you have for any new listener right now. So can you please just tell me what it is that you're going to be talking about right now, what you're going to be telling us about?
Firstly, I just want to reiterate what you said. Today is a very special day for Chris Kroon.
Yes.
Chris Kroon, as you call it in English, we are doing a charity day for the Serendipity Old Age Home within Parijs, where some of our older elders that need tender love and care and need support, and therefore we decided as Chris Kroon to provide that support by means of a charity day. To give back to the community that they gave to us all their lives, and they are in need of that old age.
That's wonderful. Now, there's a question actually that came to mind that I didn't ask beforehand. Is this the first time that you host an event, a charity day like this, for the elderly at that home, or has it happened multiple times?
For the elderly, it's the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But previously, we've had an event for a baby that was born with a serious heart defect. And with 90.6, we've actually had a charity day here to actually collect some funds to enable the parents to facilitate an operation and so forth for the young lady.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really fantastic, and it's a fantastic thing to be done, to be able to host a charity for those in need, or those who have, like you said, a heart defect, and to be able to raise the funds to be able to help them where perhaps somebody might not have enough funds to help them themselves.
Yeah, and I think it's all the thing is with Krieger's Crew, and it's a family-orientated business. Me as the owner are particularly mad about kids. Kids, I think, it's the prime of their lives, the future of our country. And if we can give them the right education and give them the right leadership, it can take us to the next level in the future generations.
100%. I agree with you very fully with in any way that I can agree with you. Now, Louis, just for anybody new who's listening who didn't really catch on, could you say where you can get more information about this and just what's happening around? I believe you said there's some live entertainment, there's some food and drinks as well there?
Yes. Firstly, I think it would be... good, just to repeat, we are in Lindenquist Drift. We are about 25 kilometers from Parijs and 25 kilometers from Vanderbijl Park, on the corner of Oerbeke Street and Main Street. You can go to our website, chriskroon.co.za. You find all the maps and the links to bring you directly to the premises on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Leonardo here. Earlier we had Bella Queen. Now Leonardo here is live entertainment up until 12 o'clock tonight. So good vibes, good food, can build relationships, meet new people, and surely enjoy and have a happy day.
That's wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. Especially the fact that for the charity that you could get some live entertainment. And of course, people can be fed, or people can get something to eat and something to drink. So it's literally something that you can be at the entire day. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, no, for sure. And I mean, if you leave earlier, you're going to miss the barn dance with the celeb that's singing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So don't leave too early. There's a lot of exciting things that can happen.
That's wonderful. So live entertainment, a charity, some food and drinks. I think that's absolutely anything that anybody could want in spending their Saturday, especially on a really fantastic or really beautiful day like today, Saturday is.
I concur and support you 100%. Gabriel, if I may take up a few minutes.
Yes, please.
Because Kroon has launched a photo competition.
Mm-hmm.
The photo competition is it's got on premise. We would like you to take any photo with your cell phone. Just checking, post it on your Facebook and share that. We're gonna have 90.6 Landi Greiling as one of the evaluators or the auditors.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna have Pietra Stewart from Val Explorer as the second one, and then our own GM Gustav Krier, my son,
yes,
as the third person. On the 15th of May, and on the 1st of June, when we have the Golden Oldies Day, on premise, we are going to award the winners with prizes up to 10,000 rand.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Prizes of up to 10,000 rand is definitely something that that I'm sure that anybody who's listening would be interested in entering in this competition.
For sure. I think it's, you know, and it's, we've got it in three categories. We call it Legacy, which is focused in the category of motor vehicles, transport, the things that is very close to my heart and makes me live.
Mm-hmm.
The second category is Paradise, is to capture the tranquility in the environment that we're operating in. There's a lot of game on the property. It's very good sunsets, very scenic. And then the last category is fun and games. We want to capture the people that's visiting us, selfies, the things that they do, people that visiting us, the food that they eat and so forth, to actually give that image to the broader public to say what we can offer at Kriegerskroon.
All right, I think that's actually a really fantastic idea. Photos, as people say, photos capture 1,000 words. So I'm pretty sure that being able to capture something fantastic there where you are will be able to give people an idea of the community that you guys have.
Yes, for sure. I'm looking forward to everybody to come and visit us and just give us some ideas and share some thoughts, and we are open to develop in any which direction is required.
Definitely, that's wonderful. And just one more time, the categories would be transport, paradise, and then playing games. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's the legacy, which is the transport issue, classic cars, old cars, modern cars, those type of things.
All right.
Paradise, which is the tranquil environment and the game, the aesthetic environment that we're operating in, and in fun and games, the people that actually come and visit us and enjoy themselves on the premise.
Oh, that's wonderful. And this is all a lot of really wonderful information, but I'd just like to know if there's any other information that you might want to give to anybody that's listening right now. Anything in 30 seconds that will get them to say, you know what, wherever I am, let me drive down, let me support this charity right now.
We are in the final stages of constructing our museum. I'm a keen collector of classic and modern cars. We're going to have a museum that you can actually see cars from the late 20s to most probably 2018 models available. For another component to say that we want to give back to the community what the community gives back to us, or gives to us in the form of providing entertainment, relaxation, and a tranquil atmosphere to enjoy themselves.
That's absolutely fantastic. And sorry, you brought up a museum. I just want to ask about that as well. What all will you be able to see inside this museum?
You'll be able to see some of my personal classic collection. Mm-hmm. We've got 58 cars. 1937 Chevrolets, Super Deluxe, 1943 Pontiacs, 1959 Pontiacs, you've got Willys Jeeps of 1959, so, you know, there's a wide range of various cars, Morris Minors, the VSLC, Mercedes 500s, 82s, 83 models, that is still original, unmolested in its entire life. So I think it's a few good examples of a few good cars.
That's definitely, if I may say so, it's a car enthusiast's dream to be able to see something like that, especially right there in person. That's that must be a really wonderful thing to do.
We also got a truck, which is normally our stage where the celebrity sings things from.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Rio Speedwagon, 1928. It featured in the movie Long Walk to Freedom with Nelson Mandela.
Oh, yes.
And it's part of my collection that is very close to my heart. Coming from the Geldenhuys dairies in Germiston in the late 20s, early 30s.
That must be that collection. Just, I can't help but smile thinking about all the wonderful things that, not just the museum, but all the wonderful things that you've spoken to me, or you've spoken to everybody about here today in Krugerskroon, and just the whole community vibe and how it is, or the entire day, how the day is for you. Now, last thing, anything else to add?
Nothing else to add at this stage. I think just keep our website, looking at the website, you'll see all the activities. We've got daily specials, and then we've got quite frequent entertainment here. On Wednesdays there's karaoke, on Fridays there's live entertainment, Sundays there's live entertainment. So, you miss out if you're not joining us.
I fully agree. You definitely will be missing out if you don't join. Thank you so much again, once again, for your time, Louis. It was an absolute pleasure speaking to you and learning everything about today from you.
Thank you, Gabriel. All right. Very good interview, and enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And Ben.
That was Louis in Krugerskroon telling us about the charity day, the first one that they're holding for the elderly at an old age home. The elderly that have been helping them all their lives, and they feel that it was very important for them to help as well in the form of a charity. Don't forget to visit the website. Give Louis a call as well on the number that he gave. That's 0716071318 to get more information on the day. But it's time now to get back into the music right here on 90.6 FM, where you feel at home.